See this? Yehuda, the whole world is happy to see you. Okay, ready to begin. We're up to the Mishnah. Okay. Getting the few. Very good. Oh, you kept up. You went on. Oh, you went online to hear the tape.
That's the truth.
You saw
Moshe Ross.
Oh, where is he?
Probably won't be back. He'll be back for his. I don't think he'll come to deliver.
He's engaged.
No. But he likes it over there.
Yeah. You want to show him where the mission, where the bird is? Well, yeah. What about him?
And so he works for
you. I don't mind.
All right.
Because this guy does a lot of negotiations for Israel.
So he international law.
Yeah, so he's not so much using this thing like he worked for the transport here. So he's working there. They're doing contracts for the railways in Israel.
Oh, very nice.
The railway now. The Spanish company got the contract to electrify the railways.
In Israel?
Yeah, so he's doing these areas.
Very nice.
They pay Bob because it's compared to here.
What do you expect? But the cost of living there is the same as here, or less than here?
No, but what do you call it? The average wage is way lower.
Especially real estate. We are on page, we're on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, and welcome back to everybody. Okay, Mishnah. Kol get. This is a continuation we learned before, the differences between the get of a woman and all other status. The get of a woman and the get for an eved are similar, but all other status, in contrast to all other status. Now, generally, we can categorize all other status in two categories, the star kinyan and star raya. Star raya means that the star is there only to show evidence that an event, a transaction occurred. Star kinyan is the star itself makes the kinyan. You buy a property with a contract, so the contract makes the kinyan. You give him a ton and you give him a contract. The contract makes the kinyan.
So why then you still have to do a chalipin or something when you buy a karka?
You don't have to. No, if you do shtar, you don't have to do anything. Shloisha drachim karka niknis. Bekezer shtar chazaka.
When Yaakov Avinu, this week's parsha, he said, Mi'ele, who are these children? He says he showed him shtar kshub and shtar kedusha. Shtar kedusha was the shtar with which he was mekadesh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it wasn't kesef, it was a shtar kedusha.
That's correct. Okay, Mishnah. Kol get any divorce. Yesh olav eight kusi. If an eight kusi signed it, and eight kusi, these were people that Melech Asher brought into Israel, and they were scared of the lion, so they all converted. There's a machlekes that their conversion was genuine or not. Were they geri emes or geri aroyes? Geri aroyes means literally they were geri because they were lions. I guess there was a period in history when there were lions in Israel. Lions. And they were intimidated, frightened, so they wanted Eden to help them, so they all became gerim. Even those who hold that they were proper gerim, but later on in life, they were caught and learned from the Zohar that they used to make a trek once a year to this mountain, and there was a dove on top of the mountain, they all worshipped it. So then we stripped them of their geris. Hagrizim, exactly. So, kol get sheyeshel of eikusi, any get that has an eikusi. This Mishnah learns that eikusi is a yid. If he is a goy, then what's an eikusi or anybody else? But nevertheless, we trust him, and our apostle is apostle. So Rashi says, "Eikusi apostle, why the chashidia eide sheker? We push it scared that they're going to lie." Which is a hard Rashi to understand. We'll see in a minute. Chutz begitim noshim b'shichruri avodim. The exception is the gitim of women and shichruri avodim. On one hand, they're very strict, and then we're very lenient. That boy, we're very lenient. They were going to accept an eikusi because we want to make sure that this woman is not chained. Ma'isa, yet so it sounds like only one eikusi and one Jew. However, there's a story. They brought him before in the village of Tanoi. Get isha v'ha'ya eidav eidikusim. Both eidim bukusim and v'hechsher. Now the story l'cheder goes further than what our Mishnah says. We'll see the Gemara later. Says that Rashi chutz begitinoshi kifar Gemara lechikvar utanoi. Okay. Says Gemara, what's the story? Mani masnisin. Who's author of our Mishnah that allows a single eight kusi but not two eight kusi? L'cheder, there are three opinions as to how reliable the eight kusim are, and l'cheder our Mishnah does not conform with any one of those opinions. L'yid Tanakama wouldn't conform with the Tanakama. L'yid Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Lazar. But l'yid Rabbi Shingam Lil. What's going on? Tani we learned. Matzah on Pesach. There's two things about matzah. Matzah throughout 7 days, you have to make sure there's no chametz there. And then the first night, the first two nights, you have to make sure that's lishma. It has to be lishma. So there's two parts. So he says, Harkama says, matzah kusi, the matzah of a goy, muteres is muter. Not only is a muter, the entire Pesach, we trust him that there's no chametz. But furthermore, Adam, was a Pesach. You can actually eat it the first night. We trust him that's lishma. That's how far we'll go. We trust him implicitly. Comes along Rabbi Loza, he says, no, not only not Yetzel Lishma, Oise, you're not allowed to eat it during the rest of Pesach. Levisha ain't bekiim, bedikduki mitzvahs. They're not careful when it comes to mitzvahs, you can't trust them. So Tanakama says they're totally trustworthy, even things that matter to do the mind, and Rabbi Loza, you trust about nothing. Comes along Shimon Gamaliel, Shimon Gamaliel says, call mitzvah, any mitzvah. Shechziku bo kusim har, but any mitzvah that the kusim accepted upon themselves, medakti bo yisim Yisrael. Those mitzvahs they did not accept, but those that did, they did. And therefore, by Pesach, if they accepted, then you could trust them. They didn't. Machlek is a shenim. Is he adding to the Tanakhama? That means when it comes to mitzvahs of the Torah, you trust all the mitzvahs by a kusi. The question is mitzvahs de Rabbanon. Then we say it depends if they took it upon themselves or not. Or even mitzvahs in the Torah. He's saying, not all mitzvahs in the Torah do we trust them. If we know that they accepted it, they're firmer than we are. If they don't accept it, they're not. Let's see how Rashi learns. Rashi. Matzahs kusi muteret, but Pesach, lachil for eating, lechashim, now worry, shem, hech mitzah may become chamid, but other yodzich was it, Pesach, mishum chayvaz, lalish, and even the first night, shu chayiv lechel matzah, hamishta meres, you have to eat matzah, that was going to watch lishma, kidachsi, be'erev, tichel matzah, afil yadin, but even though lech mitzah, now the first night of Pesach, even though the matzah is 100% kosher, for Pesach, lech nofi boi nad yetze, eli im kein ovid lo shimu lechel matzah, unless it was done, lishma, for the mitzah matzah, see, but shmartim mitzah mitzah, so we learned shmartim matzah. Bekusim, Bekin Hain, and Bekusim are experts. Shetzricha lehishtamir l'shma. They also know that you have to follow the laws of l'shma. Of ois and l'shim and the careful. Rabbi Lozer, I said, Avachil, even not only fit l'shma, even eating. Because the chashdinu, we're worried. Shema machamtzin, maybe became chametz. Comes along. Rabbi Shingul says, Kol mitzvah shechzikba. Uva hakol shoych l'tzir rashlin. And hakol shoych l'tzir mefarish. The osir abshim lo yisufi tanakama. Rav Shimon agrees with Tanakhama, that means all mitzvahs in the Torah are accepted. Plus he adds, what does he add? Af mitzvah shim divas eifrim. He's adding, when it comes to Rabbanans, the ain't ksuva b'teira, not written in the Torah. Im hechazika ba samchinlai. If it's a mochzik, then you rely on it. Says you want to write this, and Aluchayde, we'll go back to our question, who's the author of our Mishnah? Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Tanakhama holds, you can trust them. Now, feel the shah stutters, nami. First of all, why only Gittin? All stutters. And another question, but we don't ask it, why only one, then both? Then you be leaning the hell in, but you can't trust him. And you're showing him little. Let's see. Either as Arzik and Phil Shash does not mean all stars they should be believed, that they're reliable, and he like Arzik Phil Gedish and Amulet. Now, Lochayda, what does the world have to do, Eid Shekhar, with this? Here we're talking about whether they follow the mitzvahs. If we're choshed that they're liars, it means they know there's a mitzvah, but they're liars. So what does it help the fact that they're from.
They keep mitzvahs or not, if they're liars, you can't
exactly. So some want to say, if I remember correctly, that the pshat chashidi eide sheker means not that we're deliberately going to lie. Maybe, for example, hearsay is a mitzvah. You can't repeat eides. If you didn't see it yourself. You heard it from reliable sources. Eid mipi eid is not. You cannot say. Maybe they're not aware of that din. If you ask a normal person, they think, "Oh, if I heard it from Shmedel, who's a very reliable person, I can say that for a fact. This is what happened." Maybe so. Not that we're choisha that deliberately they're going to lie, but we're choisha. Maybe they're not experts in all the dinim. So who's the author of our Mishnah? Because according to Tanakhama, they're experts in the Tai Teda. According to Gamlil, they're even experts in the Rabbanan. Some of them, according to Rabbi Lazar, experts in zero. So who's our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, v'chitem Rav Shimon and Gamlil. Maybe we'll answer this. Rav Shimon and Gamlil, u'da arzik b'ha, v'la arzik b'ha. They're experts in here, not experts in there. They're experts when it comes to Gittin. They're not experts in other things. Al-Khayda, from here it sounds that Rav Shimon and Gamlil is talking about mitzvahs in the Torah. Because if you learn, like we just learned Rashi and Tesis learns in other sechtes, that Rav Shimon and Gamlil agrees that they're baki and kol ha-Torah kula, they follow. It's the Rabbanans that arzik. Where's the Rabbanans over here? So this is a raya to the shit of the Rambam. If you know this,
machleik,
much narrow. Says machleik is Rambam the Ramban. According to the Rambam, all stories, Edim signing only the Rabbanans because mipi hemblem piksavim, Edim can't sign. According to the Ramban, it's from the Torah, but according to the Rambam, it's from the Rabbanan. So this is a raya to the Rambam that this is only a mitzvah the Rabbanan. That this is only a mitzvah to Rabban over here having, Edim on a shtar because it's otherwise a piece of paper. And that's what Rabbi Shimon was saying. Maybe some Rabbanans he's accepting, some Rabbanans not. So like a Gittin Rabban will accept the Rabban, others won't. Can't be. The Ma'ir Yechad, why, if they're experts when it comes to Gittin, then why are you limited to only one eight of a kusi? I feel Treinami, even two also. And how come it just says only one? And further one is a Brais, Alamam Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Lehichshiru boy el eight echad kusi bavar. Why did Rabbi Lazar say only one eight is believed? Rashi. You don't trust them at all. The matzah means you don't trust them at all. So how come over here, Edim, you trust? Because and the reason I trust the Mazik because they're not Bucky. So over here also we're not Bucky. Maybe they don't know all the Din of Ages. Going to Chasim Yisrael of Asayif, Rashi. We trust him because they are first the Eikusi sign and then the Goy, then the Eid sign. It's the Eidish signature on the bottom that tells us that this particular Kusi is a reliable person. So therefore we have two Eidim on it. Rashi. The obvious question is then why only Gittin? Then any star, if Eid signed second, then we should trust it.
But didn't we anyone make a kula that will accept Eid Sechot?
This Eid might be zero. Rabbi Loza says you can't trust. Rabbi Loza says you can't trust. No, that's only if the husband is dead. And we don't know what happened, so we say, you know what, the woman will be dying. But where we can have and get, we never lie in the same way. Actually, we had a read before the Gimel Beis. If you have a get with only one signature on it, and you have the Ksav Sefer, it's still possible to Rabban. You have to like two. Vayti Gemara. And we'll have a lady Gemara more. Machlek is the husband of the Sefer. Now, Vayti Gemara, what's the Svar? The Gimel Beis on top. Because the Yid Lav, the Kusi Chavar Haver. Had it not been, this Yid would not have signed number two if the Kusi, the sign of one, wasn't reliable. Because Eidim want to make sure that who the co-Eidim are, because their people are going to put the two together. If the other guy is a ganer for a liar, and then you sign with him, what are they going
to...
Yeah, people are going to think that you're also one of those. Do you love the Kusi Chavar Haver? The Kusi wouldn't have been a Talmud Chacham or somebody who you can rely on. Lo Yimachtim, they would never have signed Mekamei. You would never have allowed him to sign before him. So you might ask the obvious question, then why only by Gittin do we limit this credibility? Every single shtar we should believe a Kusi for Yid signs afterwards. So you might say the interesting thing. When it comes to other shtaris, if a Yid, let's say, there's a whole bunch of people in the room there, and you ask somebody to be an aide, and this guy thinks to himself, I'm sure he has to ask somebody else. I'm sure he'll ask one of these Choshev Yidin. I'm not so Choshev. So I'll sign number two, because usually by a shtar, people looked at the first name. The first name is always the most important, and the second name is less important, a bit inferior. So a normal person thinks is very humble. I'll sign number two, I'll leave a space for number one, thinking that some other Yid that's more Choshev than him is going to sign. For whatever reason, after he signed, the guy turned to the Kusi, and that's a Kusi to sign. So the fact that the Yid signed number two by it comes to an ordinary shtar means nothing. And this second Yid wasn't there when the first, you know, whoever signed it later. But by get, there's a special takana that all the Eidim who are going to sign the get have to be there together. And because all the Eidim, if I would have known that a Kusi signed, I would have taken my signature off or whatever, I wouldn't have signed. So therefore, now why taka by a get, all the Eidim have to be in the room together? It's a special takana zachamim. It's called Gzeidim Mishum Kulchem. There's an interesting law by get. If I say, it's a room full of people, I say, you know what, all of you should be Eidim. Even though I might not have meant it, I meant, you know, two out of you. Every single one in the room has to sign. So therefore, we want to make sure that every person that he said should sign. Sure, we don't want to find any loopholes or any reasons why, any flaws in the get. So therefore, you have to remain in the room, and you wouldn't have signed if you wouldn't have seen who the other person is with you. But you let them sign first. So the by get, if he signs two after a Kusi, must be the Kusi's a reliable guy. Otherwise, he would never would have signed number two. But other studies, you don't have to be in the room when other people are signing. So you just sign, walk away, and then the guy chose a Kusi. So it doesn't mean anything. You left a space, a gap, for somebody who's more older than you. Here too. So why by get, don't we say the same thing? Maybe left a gap for those who are more chashim. No. I'm going to pop a zayis, maybe you learn out. When it comes to a get, the witness says, ain chayis min zeh, beloy zeh. Nobody signs that other guy there. My time of why? Especially Gzeida, if a guy says, I want all you to sign, every person has to sign. She made a Gzeida from now on that all the Eidim who are going to sign have to be in the room together. So you would have not have signed second before someone else signs first. Let the other guy sign first.
Who would have thought there would be an order of preference for signing?
It's Chashu. What do you know? You ever see a list of Rabbanim who speak always? Is Rav number one is the Chashu guy, unless they say in alphabetical order.
If you don't have both Eidim there, B'shas Maisad, the Eidim have to witness whatever's going on.
No. Eidim, when it comes to signing a shtar, you have no idea what happens. They're only testifying this shtar was written correctly. That's all they're testifying. Eidim, we'll see, we had a reading service, that Eidim, they sign on the shtar, when they sign, are they signing also on the transaction, or just on the shtar? Yeah, we pass on
the shtar.
Yeah.
If the shtar says, we saw this and it's happening.
Oh, that's something else, yeah. But usually, what's that is, I owe you $1,000. I lent you $1,000 until you sign. They didn't see the lin, they just saw the shtar. The shtar is authentic. Because both of them were there and told them to sign. Rashi. They would never sign the kusim, they would never allow the kusim sign before him. If a Jew signed at the end, because three lines of top Rashi, why in the rest of the stars can't you rely on it? Because the kusim is first. I mean, we say, Hi so he left a space, Lamanda, Kosher, someone older from him, Shiro, as the Aedis, he saw there. That witnessed this test, the Aedis with his Ida, Chosim, that was signed, Yisra, Aliens, the Kenya menu. So Rashi talking about a case where they actually saw the transaction, and there was a whole bunch of people saw the transaction. There were Yidin older than him, and there was a Kusi there. When this Yid signed first, he was sure that who was going to sign other, who else was going to sign one of these older Yidin. Who will the Shtar Balashtar ask to sign with him? Echad Misrael Hazakeni, one of the older Jews. The Shtar, he signed the Badim, and then he left the room. Bamal the Bo, the Malv, the lender came along, the Hechtim Achrav, and he got to sign after him. It's like Kusi, Lamailam, and the Kusi afterwards. So therefore, the fact that a Yid is two means nothing.
If the Yid don't see the transaction, so you've got a shtar between the lender and the borrower.
And the Malvin Levy both agree.
Oh, so no, was they didn't have to see that they agree.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. But we do have a rule. Again, we'll have a rule. We'll have it later on. Koisvin shtar leleva afa pisha ein malve imoy. If the leva, the borrower, says, write a shtar that I owe him $100, they don't need to see the malve then. Because haidoz baldin. Exactly. Hakadam here too. Beget isha by get of a woman. Name of the bocha shavak. Why can we say also left a gap? Zoyis mehi lerna al b'masnisi in the machshe beget as machshe by get u'pasal b'shar shtaris and pasal other shtaris. Ashmini come teach you the eide haget. When it comes to eide haget, ein chois min el zeb b'fnei zeh, only sign one in front of the other. Hilchach therefore al koch by get, they all have to sign together. Al yikolchach yisrael zeh roz akusi choisim lemaila. The kohs are all in the room and everything else, and then nobody signs at the bottom. Get the first person to sign first, whoever it will be. He would have seen the kusi sign first. Then he signed below that. The lav the chavru, the kusi would not have been a reliable kusi. He would not, the yid would never have allowed the kusi sign first and then sign afterwards. But all other shtaris, they don't need to be together when they sign. We can be concerned. Yisrael is a betachash adis. He wrote, signed the baron shtar, v'shavik revocha, and he left space leman the kosher by older. The loyadi did not know she yechtim was a kusi lemaylim. He did not know that the kusi was signed above him. My time, Amar Rabban. Why take the Rabban and say Shlichim? Why do you have to all sign together? Zaydim shul kulchem. What's going on? The Tanam bePirkei Avot. We'll learn later on. Omar. It is just bePirkei Avot the common and since of Samach Vav.
It's not a Perik.
Exactly. bePirkei Avot means a Perik, not Perik. Perik means hours.
Maybe he's talking about the whole Masechta being one big Perik.
Maybe, I don't know. Interesting lesson. The Peter Kind of the common Omar, if you say to 10 people, Kulchem Kis will get leashed, I want all of you to write a get, for my wife. Echad Kaisa, one of them writes, Vikulam Chaisman, every person has a sign. Vila Havi Chasmik Kulu, if they all didn't sign, puzzle. Why are the puzzle? There's 12 people in the room. Why do I need all 12 to sign? The big paid the tal. You remember when it comes to get, it's up to whatever the whims the husband has. The leishav yegita, as if the husband is saying, I don't want this get to be activated. Ella b'hachi, only in this particular method. Even if you don't say kulchem, all the edim that you're going to use should be together. Second, let's analyze. Omar Rabbalazah said that when we allow an aid kusi only by a get, only if he's one. And the way we learn right now, only if he's the first one. The Yid signed two, and he's the first one. Taisa asked an interesting question. Taisa asked, so Kusi on his own we don't trust, right? As we just learned. Why do we trust the Kusi here? Because the Yid signed on the bottom. Comes out that really, this Yid is two Edim. Without the Yid signature on the bottom, not only don't we know what anything else, then the Kusi is Ayim Vefes. So this one Yid is the value of two Edim. And where do you find that one Yid is believed like two Edim? That says a quite interesting question. So Taz explains, since Mahat Torah, where our mission is following the opinion that a Kusi is not a Goy, a Kusi is a Yid, right? So the Rabbanon don't like it. Since Mahat Torah is a valid aid, it's only the Rabbanon don't like it. When the Yid signs in the bottom, that Yid sign in the bottom removes that chashash that we have of this Kusi, or that Gzeru made the Kusi, and therefore we rely back on the Torah, the Kusi inherently is a kosher aid. So it's not that the Yid is making the Kusi kosher. The Kusi is kosher anyway. We have a Rabbanon that says he isn't. We remove that Rabbanon. So therefore, it's two Edim on the get. Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. No, the same Rabbanan said. And if a Yid signed the bottom, then in this case, the Kusi will be relied on.
So it's not a case of the Yid.
Remember, it's not a question of lying. We're not talking about lying. We don't trust him. We don't trust the mitzvahs.
It requires a Yid to be machshir him.
Is the Yid making kosher?
We'll go further.
But that's part of the takona, the way that they establish the takona. Because otherwise, it's this Yid, 20 ben 20, comes along and takes away Exeter the Rabbanon.
We had yesterday, Machlek, remember, it was yesterday, Rashi and Tosis. If Goyim sign on a star, Rashi says, yes, a big chiddush. If Goyim sign on a star, Mahatayah, they're kosher Edis. Because since Dini Mamadis, not get. Dini Mamadis is something that's appropriate to them because they believe in Dini Mamadis, and it's one of their things. Therefore, they believe as Edim. Even Goyim, it's only Rabbanu that we don't trust them. So, Akusi is also Shefel Rabbanu. Back to the Gemara.
So, Dini Mamadis, would this apply to a Goy also, not a Kusi?
Of course, Rashi. Tosis disagrees. Tosis holds that he's not kosher Edis at all. Ma Teira as well. Big Machlekas. Very interesting Machlekas. King Ashur. Sancheriv. He went and he moved everybody around.
It was their policy to shift populations so that it reduces the ability to revolt. So they moved them around.
And he put them in the Shomron. And they're the one that caused a lot of problems when Ezra came. So it's a long history there. Who they are today, I don't know. The Samaritans? These, are they Mamash Kusim? Okay. Maybe, yeah. Okay, says the word of Aite, Gufa, let's analyze. I'm going to say, 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 I'm really 280 kusim, also kosher. So why is the Mishnah say one? I think that Chad Mishnah, the Mishnah, when it comes to other stars, the Chiddush is not by get one is believed. The Chiddush is not by other stars, even one kusi is not believed. I feel the Chad Amiloi, Kamash Malon, to tell you that it wasn't, no, but by getting only one, not two. Freddy Gemara, you're telling me two is not believed. It says, "Fesh na Mishnah story Rabbi Gashim Gamliel." But today, Loiva Ketani Ma'ase from Hevil from Gamliel for Gamliel, Lekvar Utunoi, get Ish to get a woman. Why Eid of Eidik Kusi? We're in Machshir. I'm Rabbi. Is the Baye Tnu Eidoi? Says the Baye, read it as if it says Eidoi, not Eidov, plural, but read, take the Yud away, it becomes Eidoi, only a single Eid. That's one way of learning. Comes along Rav and he says, "La Elam Trei." No, the Mishnah is two, exactly how it says verbatim. Don't make changes in the Mishnah. But Rabbi Gamliel, Miflik Poli, we'll take argues. He holds that even both Kusim, I believe. The Chasuri Mechse. And remember, Shimon Gamliel, his son, says that anything which a Kusi is trustworthy, he's more trustworthy, he's more frum than a Yid is. So maybe Rabbi Gamliel, like his son, believe that is that over here they're trustworthy, and therefore we believe 280 Kusim. Because it's like we had when we know Tosafot ones that are Ger, when they become a Ger Tzedek, he's frumer generally than the average Yid. In mitzvah, much more particular. Because they're much more excited, passionate, and they're also, and they're much more conscious. We do it because we were brought up this way. We don't even think twice. The Chsuri Mechser, I'm sure you saw that in real life as well. You know, the Baal Tshuva is a lot frumer than the people who are always born frum and so on, because... Yeah, but even 10 years later, they're just more... The missing word. That's how the Mishnah learned. The Rabbi Gamliel Machshir B'Shnayim. The Mishnah is adding another opinion on Gamliel. Mishnah. A very interesting Mishnah here, or interesting Gemara here. Very important Gemara. Big to do with the commercial law. Kol Hashtar is any contract Ha'olim Be'er Koyish Lo'yuchavim that is brought in a Goyish court, that's accepted in a Goyish court. In a legal proper court, it's a good contract. Even though Goyim signed, it is kosher. Even though Goyim signed, it is kosher. If it's recognized in the Goyish law, in our law, we recognize it as well. So if two people buy something, use a Goyish contract, they come to a Bezna and the Tater is going to recognize it. Even though Goyim signed it. When it comes to a holy document, like the get of a woman. And the Shichra Vadim is considered a holy document because we compare it to the get of a woman. You need Yidin to sign. Rashi, Berkoyes, Mokum, Bezva, the gathering place, Dayanim, Kavuyin Shalhan. So Erkoyes means a fixed court, not a kangaroo court. Back to the game. Yeah, Goyish, but it's a halach of Goyim. This is how they do it, that's it. Says the Mishnah, we'll soon see in a minute, we'll talk about this. The Mishnah says, Af Eluk Shadim, Rav Shimon says, no, that even a get of a woman, even the get of a woman in a goyish kosher, lo who's kru. You know when we say that a get of a woman done in a goyish court is not kosher? Ela bizman shenasa behedya, like a kangaroo court. But if it's done, we'll see Rashi. Rashi, lo who's kru, basically, you know when it's possible to get, it's disqualified. Bizman shenasa behedya, aide evikham hedyotis. It was made through ordinary goyim. She'enan dayanim, like a kangaroo court, not a... a proper legal court. The Gemara Fathers want to explain
so
a bit more.
According to this, in practical halacha, it creates issues in halacha if someone has a civil divorce.
No. You're talking about courts of Shimon, mean?
Yeah.
Okay, Gemara.
Someone has a civil divorce.
We'll see the Gemara tomorrow how we take it.
What's it called? The Reich Aget?
Reich Aget is a disaster, not a good thing.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, we'll see the Gemara tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Kapasig v'tani, l'cheira, Mishnah is unequivocal. Lo yishna meche, lo yishna matana, makes absolutely no difference whether it's a contract of sale or whether it's a gift contract. Now, in all of these cases, a shtar meche, there the shtar is basically a proof. Is more as evidence. I give you money for the property, and here's my deed as a proof. That's one kind. Then a shtar matana is where the shtar itself is what gives. I write in the shtar matana that I'm giving $1,000, and that's what you're coining. That's how I'm giving you this property with the shtar. So that's called the shtar itself activates this particular transaction. It sounds in the Mishnah, regardless, it works. So the Chloishna makes absolutely no difference. Mecher, whether it's just as evidence and in the Goyish Court we accept that shtar. In Halacha, Chloishna matana, I don't understand. Bishma Mecher, I can understand why we accept the shtar. Because it's not really the shtar that makes the transaction happen. The moment you hand over, transfer the money, the kinyan took place. The shtar only has evidence. We need evidence that it happened. So it's good enough if Goyim wrote it and it's accepted in the Goyish court. Because we believe the shtar is true. There's no way that a vendor would accept to write a shtar. I sold you the property if you never pay me for it. Why would he harm himself? The customer shtar and write a shtar, which is not true. Okay, so we believe it. Ela matana, but by matana, since the transaction itself happened through this contract, if it happened to go to court, that means in Jewish court law, it's not acceptable. The Michael Kony, what activates what? How does the transaction take place? Lav b'hashtara, isn't it through the shtar? But by chas b'almu, it's a piece of paper because it was written by Goyim and signed by Goyim. Rashi. All shtar kosher. If a guy signs it, loish no shtar mechel, loish no shtar makes no difference. Bish loish no shtar mechel, the ara la b'hai shtar mekanya. You didn't. The transaction happened with the contract, but with money. Mechiyoyev ha'gav. This person usually saw chavri money to his friend. Kamay the yonin nevuchavim. Guy should go the yonin with the koner lada. The car can even get a shtar. One of the ways is through money or shtar. Vashtar reibamu. The shtar is only purely as evidence. Lo yema mekartia. I sold it. Look, about to accept the money. Uvahamil siyu mehemer. Here's belief because that's enough for us. The vendor wouldn't have received the money, because we respect the fact that Goyish courts. There's no way they would have written a shtar that he sold it if he never got paid for it. Because he would have written a shtar. The giving of the shtar is what makes the Kenyan act of the Kenyan. Back to the Gemara. Omar Shmuel, this is the famous Gemara. Shmuel says, Dina de Malchus Adina. Here we learn out that even a shtar matana, which the shtar itself has to activate the whole thing, we accept the laws of the land. If the laws of the land say that this contract is a valid contract, we accept it as well. Big machlek is not a shenim, but someone bought basta, so we'll learn the rights of the rabbanon, what the basis for it is, where does it come from, and so on and so forth. But that's the indina machuzina. The boy same another answer is you're right. Tani learn chutz mekikit in nashim. When our Mishnah says that goyim, a goyish contract is not valid, you learned in the Mishnah it's limited to divorce because of something spiritual. No. It's limited to divorce and anything similar because a divorce is the shtar itself is what activates this transaction. Any shtar similar, like a shtar matana or shtar mecha, which the shtar itself is what activating it, it doesn't work. Big machlekes is showing him. So is the second answer more arguing the first answer? The second answer doesn't agree to din machus adina. Some of the shayim say he agrees, but giving another reason. Others say no, there's no din machus adina here. You know why? Even though they might agree in principle, but you know when we say din machus adina, when it, as the Gemara will learn about Bakama, it benefits the government collecting taxes. The government needs taxes to pay for all of the services that we receive. So that anything that benefits the government is din machus adina. Between two people, how does it benefit the government? Absolutely not. So therefore, because it doesn't benefit the government, they have no right to intervene. That's what the other opinion says. It says two. In other words, the way the other Rishonim learned, the Rashban in his second answer and the Ramban, they learn, they both bring the days down, they learn that maybe Dinah Malchus is only limited to things which directly benefit the government. And then the argument is like a red light, green light. If you look at Achrayim, is that Dinah Malchus Dinah? Does that benefit the government, or that's for us to be able to live with momentum?
The government has established rules.
That's not called benefiting the government. There's also the government establishing rules.
That's what I'm saying. So you have to do a contract.
No, direct, that's indirect.
Because the other time in Ben Hazasa, it says that Dinah Malchus Dinah is because he is an agent of the government to tax collector. So Mitzad Ayid, how can I come and take things from you?
Yeah, okay. That being Ganif. Yeah, but there directly benefits the government. The question is, how far does the Dinah Malchus Dinah go?
No, if you're making a private contract, nothing to do with the government, there's no tax. So, yeah, I'm buying from Moshe something, and we make a contract.
That's the Machlekes. So, yeah. That's what it is. The Ran says in the Dorim, what's the reason for Dinah Malchus? Because the government really owns all your land. They can evict you. Even today, in a democracy, the government can buy you out and make a tunnel. They can throw you out. You can go to court in Heinz Morgan. They'll throw you out of your house. So the fact that they own you, therefore, Dinah Malchus Adinah. That's the logic. Then it makes no difference if they directly benefit from it or they don't directly benefit. They can evict you from the house. So they can also, even in civil law, they can interfere. That's if you learn this way. But if you learn like Rabbeinu Yehuda, others who learn from a pasuk, whatever, I forgot the pasuk we bring over there. It's only when they directly benefits the king. They bring the psukim and Parsha Shev to him, you know, that the king can do things. Okay, Rashi. Let's see how Rashi learns. Didn't machutze shalav yuchavim goyim. Second answer is, he learned, chutz mekigitin noshim. Kol shtar is any shtar. Shein kigitin noshim. Shaideh shtar, dove enigma, through the shtar, this is activated. Dain nami shtar matana, including shtar matana. Vudin nami demotze the shnui, we could have... Okay, that's it. That's all Rashi says. It doesn't say, he doesn't explain more than that. And then Rashi goes, well, Pupil, why don't we answer? Because Aid the Masirah Kasi, and that's why we accept it. And Rashi gives an answer that's it's a Dechik answer. Okay, back to Gemara. Anyway, if you ever explored in the Machuzina, this Gemara here is very important, plus all the Gemara about Bakam and so on. Okay, so Gemara Vait. Rabbi Shimon, I'm Rabbi Elik Shadin, says the Gemara. How can Rav Shimon say that a goy you should get is all valid? But halav b'nei krisis ninu, they have no shaykhis to get in. How can they get by goyim be kosher? This is what we had yesterday in Gemara. So we answer, Rav Zeda, yorad Rav Shimon l'shitosa shir Rabbi Elazar. Rav Shimon follows the pin of Rabbi Elazar that we don't care about the Edim who sign the shtar. The only thing that matters are the Edim who see the transaction, the Edim Mesida. So therefore, if you have a proper get, I don't care if goyim signed it. We have Edim Mesida, that's good enough. Adim Sidik Karsi. He wants a question, but we have a rule. Rabbi Abba said, we had Abdallah and Rabbi Abba said that if you have no Adim, it's better than if you have Adim who are no good, because we're worried that in the future you're going to rely on these two Adim. Say, oh, they can be kosher Adim for a get. You rely on them other things, and they're goyim, they're not reliable. So we make a Xed Rabban, and we shouldn't rely on them. How can Rabbi Shimon say that you have two goyim signed and a get is kosher? Rabbi Loza himself will believe that Adim Sidik Karsi. That means you don't need Adim signed at all. But if you do, Shepasel, it's no good if you have these people. Rashi, the two lines at the bottom, three lines at the bottom. Yodah, Rashi, 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 Rabbi Elazar, Amar, Edim, Mesidah, Sagan, to the Karsi, it's the people who see it that makes it happen. Kedam, Beg, Basa, Avish, and love Edim, Elazar, love Edim, I don't give it for Edim, it's kosher. Rashi, 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 that's what Rashi was talking about. Jim said, Renner, love of Edim, so give it for Edim, Yisrael. Moidir, Rabbi Elazar, so was Edim, kosher. Avgan, Rabbi Elazar, get your love Edim, kosher. Having no Edim is kosher. Dafke, ain't a love Edim, you have no Edim. Avil, yes, by Edim, Sulim is possible in Rabban. That is possible in the Rabban. Alma, next time you'll get in front of these two, Vimizchalai will rely on them. That's why you can't have them signing an agent. So how come over here it's all right? And the Gemara, how come my skin is talking about? We had this yesterday as well. We're talking about such obvious Goyish names like Christopher or whatever, those are some names. Because such obviously Goyish names, nobody will ever make a mistake and think you can rely on these two people to be the witnesses, Aiden Masira. Everyone knows you can't rely on Goyim. And if I will know right away, you can't rely on them. The shame is of Hakim. Interesting. It means if you see the people themselves, you can't recognize the difference in them, a goy and a yid. So the names you can recognize as a goy, you're not going to rely on them. Heichi domi shame is of Hakim. What's an example of an obviously goyish name? Omar a papa says ki goyin hud miz. Taisa says it's Herman. It's a nun, Herman. Because Taisa says that Herman is a goyish name. because it's a name. Herman Wook. It's a shame of a shed.
Yeah, but Herman is German. He's German. He's German. Because I know that I said something about somebody speaking German. So she said Hermanos.
Hermanos means brothers. Hermanos in Spanish means brothers. Hermanas is sisters, and hermanos is brothers. So when an Englishman reads it, it sounds like Herman, but it's because we don't pronounce the H.
Yeah, but the question is, how do you Spanish call a German? I think that's
a Hermanos.
Hermanos.
Okay. Look at top line tesis. Hud min benun goras. It's with a nun. No Jew would call somebody by the name of a Herman. The Herman, because Herman, Hushem Satan Beshed. It's the name of a demon. And the name of the Satan. But Hermes, never heard the name, is actually a very noble name. The top half of your body is Hermes, the Malach Hermes. Well, the tachah, but your bottom half of your body, Hermin. Harishan b'zayin, v'hasheni b'nun. But the Rashi, the goddess, Tavaya b'zayin. And the Rashi, goddess, Ahurmiz, with the Ahurmiz, whatever it is. Okay, let's go back to...
What was Oshad's name? Samarius Harari.
Yeah, was it Samarius?
In England.
Anyway, I'm going to pop again. Hurmiz, Avudina, Abudina. Bar Shiptoi, it says Shiptoi, but not Shapsi, because Shapsi is a famous name. He says it became Mekamis. We had okay. We'll have Shapsi a few places in Shapsi, I think, a few times. And Ubar Kidri is also a Goyish name. Ubati, the text says Batoi is a Goyish name. Abati is a Jewish name. And Nokim, and Oina. These are all Goyish names. That is what Rav Shimon says. You can use them when I'm worried. Avo, back to the Gemara. Shemesh, Shainim, Hakin. But names that are not Muvik, everyone agrees, even Rav Shimon agrees, with Goyza, you shouldn't use them. Okay, three more lines. My lawyer, you're telling me if it's names are not familiar, everyone agrees you shouldn't use those names because next time you might rely on them. If so, add the Tani Sefer. Why does the Sefer make a difference whether the get was recorded in a proper court? Or to start a proper court, or in a kangaroo court, within a proper court itself, you can make a difference. Sometimes it's kosher if it's obvious goyish name is kosher, but if it's not obvious goyish name in a proper court, it's still a get. It's not kosher. Why make a difference between a bezin of hedyot and a bezin of a proper court? Make a difference within a proper court whether the names are obviously goyish names. Then the get is kosher. But if it's not obvious goyish name, it's not kosher. Like whose crew? Why do you have to say it wasn't mentioned? Elba's mansion, Nasa Behedye, that you contrasted two different courts. Lift like Velisne Bidida within the Jew, within a proper court, make a difference. I say as follows. But Madvarim, where's the get kosher? B'shem, Muslim of Hokkin. I'm going to say, Rav Shimon should say, where's the get kosher? If it's obvious Goyish names, you can rely on it. You're not going to rely on it ever. It's all right. Avol, Shem, B'shem, of Hokkin, Loy. Says the Gemara, he writes exactly what he's saying. Hochi nam becomes exactly what he meant to say. How? When he said like this, by Medram, what is this talking about? B'shem mizmuv hakim, when it's obvious a Goyish names. Avo b'shem mishayinim of hakim, if it's not obvious Goyish names. Nasa becomes kimisha nasa behedjit absolutely, just like it's made in a kangaroo court, and they are puzzled because we're worried that people are going to lie in the future. Okay, we'll stop there.